Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Spirit Within You Blog Talk Radio Show. The Spirit Within You is a metaphysical gift shop and sacred study center located in Las Vegas, Nevada, and the World Wide Web. As a sacred study center, our purpose is to support you in your spiritual practice. The Spirit Within You is simply here to spark the awakening process. We support you in the awakening process the following ways: classes, events, workshops, products, services, and coaching. I invite you to visit us at www.thespiritwithinyou.com, and that's you, as in universe. Good morning, everyone listening to our show. This is Karen Marie Campbell, owner of the Spirit Within You Metaphysical Gift Shop here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And what you're listening to is our Spirit Within You chat, blog talk, that we, meaning Isis, Lady Aset, and I, do every Thursday at 11 a.m. Las Vegas time. So the purpose of this show and any shows that we do is to educate our audience. We are educating you into the awareness of you and your magnificence. So this is strictly here to educate you. So with that being said, we're going to start our show. And our show today, as we stated, is on the moon phases and how important that is for you to be in the awareness, if you choose to or not, to understand the moon phases and how the moon phases works within the biorhythms of the human body. So, again, Lady Aset, who has a doctorate of metaphysics, is here joining us. And so this is one of, this month is all on the moon. So we're going to talk about the moon phases. And then the rest of the month, on Thursday, we'll do things like moon rituals, when the best time to plant, things like that. So listen out for the show. And Lady Aset, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. And good morning to Nevada and everyone around the world.
So Lady Aset, what do you have for us today on the moon phases?
Today, I'm not only going to discuss the moon phases, but I'm going to discuss a moon diet.
Diet.
Yes, a diet you can do using the moon.
Wow. So can we first start into talking about,
I'll talk about the moon.
What the moon phases are.
Okay, now, I'm sure we all know that.
Again, this is basic information.
Yeah, it's all basic.
If you want any further information from us, you can come and get a consultation. We do consultations on metaphysical level, as well as spiritual guidance, both Isis and I. And you can do so by calling 702-658-2257. 702-658-2257. Sorry, Lady Aset, go ahead.
No, you're not. Okay. As you know, the moon is the most important heavenly body to witches. We draw on her power for lunar magic. We cast our spells in accordance with her cycles. She inspires and illuminates us. There are moon gods, but the moon always has been perceived as female. The moon is spherical, round, like women. We menstruate with her. She mirrors the stages of our lives as maiden, mother, and crone. She is changing woman as we are. Well, as the wheel of the moon continues on its never-ending course, the moon also travels through the different astrological signs.
So, Lydia, is that why there's a relationship between the zodiac signs as well as the phases of the moon?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And that does it just as the sun does, only more rapidly. When the moon resides within a various sign, that sign influences the magical aspect of the moon. The moon is an astronomical body closest to us, and therefore she has a profound influence upon us. The highest energy occurs at the full moon, and therefore this is the most powerful time for magical working. The new moon is the next most powerful time for magic. I hope the information is helpful to you today that we're going to present to you, whether you are casting a spell to help you find love or planting your basil. Are the moon's influences? Now, the new moon, okay, here's the phases of the moon now. Get your pens and paper together. The new moon, okay, workings can be done from the day of the new moon to 3.5 days after the new moon. It's for starting new ventures, new beginnings, for also love and romance, health and job hunting. Now the waxing moon, 7 to 14 days after the new moon. The waxing moon is the constructive magic, such as love, wealth, success, courage, friendships, luck, and health. The full moon phase is from 14 to 17 and a half days after the new moon. Prime time for rituals, for prophecy, protection, divination, any working, help finding a new job, or healing for serious conditions can be done now. Also, love, knowledge, legal undertakings, money, and dreams. The waning moon is from 3.5 to 10.5 days after the full moon. The waning moon is used for banishing magic, for ridding oneself of addictions, for ridding illness or negativity. Now the dark moon, this is from 10.5 to 14 days after the full moon. The dark moon is a time for ridding oneself of bad habits. They're good for binding spells, for exploring our darkest recesses, and understanding our angers and passions, also bringing justice to them. Is that okay so far, Karen? All right. Now, I would like to bring up, now this is all basic, okay, and as Karen said, make sure you make an appointment or check our events page to find out what classes are going to be performed for this.
So, Lydia said, before you start going into this part of the show, I want to just express to everyone, when you're born, you're 85% water. As you age upon the earth, you then maybe go to 75% water. We already know that it's shown scientifically that water is affected by the moon, such as the tides. So when you're in the witnessing of the different phases of the moon, it is affecting your body. Thousands of years ago, our ancestors knew this. They worked with all the stars in the different information and the vibration of the earth, whether it was planting their crops, getting married, giving birth, dying, harvesting. This is a list of things.
So the moon cycle, as well as the sun, but this particular show is on the moon cycle, is very important for our human bodies to understand what days are the right days for us to do things on, including if you're getting operated on, it's already scientifically proven, if you're going into any major business decision, if you're going into relationships or coming out of one.
Yep.
So there's a lot of asset that we're wanting to bring to your attention. And again, because we're here to educate you, we're offering to you information that we would like you to take and research for yourself. And so you can understand what benefits are being lost in not understanding the relationship between your body, the sun, and the moon.
Correct.
It's all about nature. Understand nature and you will know the laws of the universe.
Right.
Thank you, Lady Ascent.
Okay. Well, thank you. You know, you're doing okay.
Thank you.
I am so proud of you.
You're for a Jamaican, right?
Hey, you know. Oh, my goodness. Okay. How about we discuss moon water tonic?
I've never heard of moon water tonic.
Okay.
What's that?
Okay, tonic waters containing the energies of the moon and body, very powerful healing benefits that bring about our balance and wholeness throughout your body, your mind, and your soul. Okay, place a clear quartz crystal, which is a catalyst, and it absorbs the lunar energy as well as amplifies the healing benefits. Now, we will prepare our water.
So should they be writing this down? If
they want to? Yeah, they should be writing this down. They want to make their moon tonic, moon water tonic. I hope. Okay. The first thing we're going to do is wait for a clear night, preferably on or right before the full moon. Put your crystal in a clear glass and cover with 1 cup of purified water.
So may I ask a question, Lady Ascent? So if, for example, rose quartz, which is always associated with love, and I'm wanting to work on self-love, how would that support me?
Well, rose represents love, okay? Rose quartz represents inner peace. You could use a rose quartz, but I'm going to give you a warning now. Don't use malachite. Pyrite, okay, you've got to research the poisonous crystals. Not all crystals can go into the water, especially selenite. Stay away from selenite when you're making your moon water tonic.
I did not know that.
Oh, yes.
I never heard of a poisonous.
Yes. Yes.
That's why you're a crystal master practitioner. It's good to have you around.
At least I'm good for something.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. We got a lot of minerals that will poison the water. So what I would suggest is either research it or find out what crystals are poisonous before you work with it.
Or call 702-658-2257 and ask Lady Ascent. And this is the part of the show where I pimp her out.
Oh, yeah. Okay. To find out your favorite, I would check with an almanac for the exact time of sundown on the day you have chosen.
So a farmer's almanac would work?
It would work. That's the best.
Okay.
At sundown, place the glass out of doors in a moonlit place. Cover the glass with clear plastic wrap. You want nothing getting in there. Now you're going to remove the glass at dawn. The water is now filled with lunar potency. Drink the moon water every morning to prepare your body, mind, and spirit for the stresses of the day. Okay, any questions on that?
No, I'm finding this is quite fascinating.
Okay. Well, you know, the moon also, you can do diets under the moon. I don't have to diet. I'm perfect. Okay, I'm so skinny, I could fit through a keyhole.
She is. For those of you who've never seen her, she's the tiniest little thing with the biggest mouth.
That was doing a moon diet. It is well known that the moon affects the earthly oceans and rivers with its gravitational pull. It is less known that the moon also affects the water contained in the human body. The moon diet takes advantage of the moon's power to help you cleanse your body and lose weight. On certain days, some people have reported losing up to 6 pounds in a single 24-hour period.
What? Say that again. 6 pounds?
6 pounds, baby. Look at me. It works. Losing around 2 pounds in 24 hours is more common, but the potential for quick weight loss is still exciting. Another name for this diet concept is the lunar diet, okay? Now, I'm going to give you two plans you can work with. Get your pencils and paper out. Okay, this is going to be the basic. The first one is the basic moon diet plan. Okay, it's basic. And it consists of a 24-hour fasting day in which you consume only water and juice. It must take place during either the full moon or the new moon. During the fasting day, your body is cleansed of toxins, and you can lose up to 6 pounds of water weight in one day. Now, here's the basic plan. For the basic moon diet plan, okay, you undergo a 24-hour fasting. Make sure you're healthy enough for this.
And again, we're not prescribing anything to our listening audience. The show is for educational purposes only.
Okay, for the basic moon diet, okay, you have to go through a 24-hour fasting day when you consume water and juice only during a specific moon phase. During the fasting day, your body is cleansed of toxins and you can lose up to 6 pounds of water in your weight. The timing, okay, the secret of the moon diet is to time your dieting efforts. According to the phases of the moon, the basic moon diet plan lasts only 24 hours and must take place during the full moon or the new moon. Okay, to get a basic idea when the full and new moons occur, you can use a simple moon phase calendar or an almanac.
There's also apps.
You can get apps for that. That's right.
And within the body of this blog talk, I listed a website that they can go to and get all that information.
Beautiful. It's critical that you start the diet on the very minute the moon phase begins. You can use a software program, okay, such as Quick Press program. That was my right-hand name throwing that in, for best accuracy. If this occurs while you are sleeping, great. You don't need to set an alarm clock to wake yourself up. Just start following the diet plan as soon as you normally wake and continue for the next 24 hours. If the new phase begins during the middle of the day, you can eat or drink whatever you want up until that time. Then start your 24-hour timer right then and there.
I love it. I mean, I believe in fasting.
Yes.
And I can understand the energy, using the energy of the moon as one is fasting. So thank you, Lady Asset.
It puts you right on that schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, what can you eat and drink? Consume only liquids during the first 24 hours of the full or new moon. No,
I guess that can't be alcohol, huh?
Hey, you know what? I don't know. Hey, why not?
I don't think so.
No, no alcohol. Yeah. No solid foods. Drink plenty of water to maximize the moon's effectiveness. How much you drink depends on you. 6 to 8 pints is enough for most people, but you can drink as much as you want. You could drink more than just water. Natural, freshly squeezed fruit and vegetable juices are also recommended to provide your body with extra clean nutrients and energy. Tea can be taken with honey, but no other sugar.
And that should be tea that is not caffeinated.
No, no, don't use caffeine. I'm going to tell you the best tea, top shelf tea, is white tea. It's a little bit more expensive than green tea, okay? But it does triple of what green tea does.
Ooh, I like that.
Okay? But if you can't get your hand on white tea, get green tea.
Okay?
Okay. Okay. All right. This flushes out the toxins and accumulates in the body due to unhealthy foods, bad digestions, and stress. It provides a detoxifying effect that will strengthen your immune system. You can also lose up to 6 pounds during this single day of fasting due to the loss of water. Regular exercise and sensible eating habits during the rest of the month, low fat, low sugar, plenty of water, will help you keep the weight off. Now, the extended moon diet plan. This is a little bit, okay.
I think I'm going to try this.
Okay. Now
I'm fasting now, so.
Yeah, you are. The extended moon diet begins with a fasting day on a full moon, as described by the basic moon diet plan. Then provides additional guidelines for your weight loss. Okay, number one, the extended moon diet plan covers all phases of the moon. As the light and power of the moon waxes and wanes, it exerts different forces and effects on the human body. In addition to the fasting days during the full and new moon, which is the basic diet, there are other guidelines you can follow during these phases to take advantage of the influence. You can use the moon phase calendar, okay, when you're ready to begin each stage of the moon diet. For best accuracy, plus other cool features on your iPhone or Android, I would download, okay, moon phases. All right. Excuse me, timing the secret of the. Let me see, did I just tell you that? Yeah. Okay, now make sure. Now, the results of these diets, okay, consuming more foods will call on the power of the moon. Now, you got to remember the moon affects water.
Yeah.
Okay. Stimulate renal activity.
Mm.
Okay, and allow your body to lose its excess water. This flushes out the toxins that accumulate in the body due to unhealthy foods. Okay, please note that fasting for more than 24 hours is not recommended way to lose weight. You will lose water and muscle more than fat and would quickly be gained back. In addition, fasting is not recommended for women who are pregnant, trying to become pregnant, or breastfeeding a baby. When the 24 hours on the moon diet is over, you will feel much lighter and cleaner than ever before.
I'm glad you made those statements about being responsible. I always tell people fasting was never designed as a form of losing weight.
Yeah.
You're going to gain it right back, and you're going to be doing damage to your body, so please partner with a healthcare physician and be responsible for your body.
Yes.
And it's less stress if you work with a partner.
There you go. There you go. So you want to add anything, Missy?
No, I think I had my part.
Okay, I got one more thing I like to say, and it's the facts about the moon. These are facts. that a lot of people, actually my right-hand reading got this for me in New York, and I've had this about, no, I'm not going to
say it myself.
Yeah,
don't mention it.
Yeah. Okay, that's about the moon. The moon is not a planet, but a satellite of the Earth. The surface area of the moon is 14,658,000 square miles, or 9.4 billion acres. Only 59% of the moon's surface is visible from Earth. The moon rotates at 10 miles per hour compared to the Earth's rotation of 1,000 miles per hour. When a month has two full moons, the second moon is called the blue moon. Another definition of the blue moon is the third full moon in any season, containing a total full moon. From Earth, we always see the same side of the moon. The other side is always hidden. The dark spots we see on the moon that creates the image of the man in the moon are actually craters filled with basalt, which is very dense material. The moon is the only extraterrestrial body that has ever been visited by humans. The first spacecraft to send back pictures from the moon was Luna 3, built by the Soviet Union in 1959. The moon has no global magnetic field, and the moon's diameter is about one quarter the diameter of Earth. And about 49 moons would fit inside the Earth.
Wow. Yeah. Good information. So, you continue to do the moon on the month of January.
Right.
Next week's show will be on what?
Next week, we're going to do the monthly moons, or what they're called.
Okay, folks, listen up. Keep the same notepad that you had today. And next week, Thursday at 11 o'clock, Vegas time. So if you're in the East Coast, you know what time that is. And so we invite you to join us each week, or not, your choice. These shows are designed to educate you. And most importantly, we like to educate you with fun. So we will make fun of each other. We'll make fun of the subject matter, unless it's very serious. And we just want to bring into awareness and support you in your journey on Earth School in this temple called you, or me. And so what we would invite you to follow us at www.thespiritwithinyou, and that's you as in universe, .com. If you'd like to make an appointment for Lady Aset for a metaphysical consultation, or Karen for a spiritual consultation, you might call 702-618-2257 at 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday. Again, that's 702-658-2257 Tuesday to Saturday from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. The Spirit Within You, you can find our location at 40 Susan Beatty, West End Road, Suite 4, North Las Vegas, Nevada, 89031. We're in between the China Go-Go, the UPS store, in the Smith Shopping Center, and we like to say, here's where you find the gift is you. Oh. So we're going to say namaste. We wish you peace and blessings as Lady Aset and I sign out for the day. Let me see if Lady Aset has anything else to say.
Just be careful with fasting. Be careful with the dieting. And if you guys do it and use it, call us. Let us know that it works. We'd be interested in that.
Contact us on Facebook and let us know. So peace and blessing, and have a blessed day.
Ooh, yeah. I'm stronger than I thought I was.
I'm wise.